All right, we're doing one bar phrases. And this is to teach you about how to make phrases that sound logical and so that you can build solos on it. In this case, we have a backing track on that goes, and we're in the key of B minor. And the beat is 1, 2, 3, 4. So whatever you play during the first bar, you have to repeat not the same notes, but the rhythm exactly. Then you gotta treat, and then your turn. So. Now a new phrase. Good. Now your turn. Da 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 da. Perfect. Now a new one. Da ba da da. Perfect. Nice job. Well, that was two bars. That you went over two bars there. So using your example, it would be da 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 da, and then da 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 da. Okay. And then da da da. All right, now a new one. This way, you're doing more than just running scale, you know. And try it in every position, right? So. You who are listening to this, make sure you could do that in all five positions. But usually, two bar phrases is more musical and much more common. So you're gonna spread your phrase over two bars. So here we go, I'm gonna demonstrate. Another one. Your turn. That's okay, you still got one bar in your head. So here we go, 3, 4, start. Well, you still got one bar in your head. So this is gonna be more like 2, 3, 4, start, play a long, slow phrase, which still continues, and now repeat it. Alright, so now a new one. Alright, so the total is da 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 da. Right? So the tempo may be a little slow for this. Let's get a faster one. Alright, now we're talking. We got a B minor vamp that's a little faster. This will help your attention. It's hard to go slower sometimes. 1, 2, 3, 4. So demonstrating two bars. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good, now your turn. Da da da. Now next one. Don't worry. Let it go, and you start on the next one. All right, that's still one bar phrase. Da 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 da. That's your length. And repeat that. Da da da. lot of notes, so go ahead, a new one, less notes. So, da-da, da-da, da-da. Right, now a new one. One bar. What? It's okay. It's okay. That's what this is all about. So let me demonstrate again. Right. So it's really kind of long, longish. Right? All right. So wait for the one, two. Go. And you got da 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 da. You really gotta keep it simple because you gotta remember what you want, what you play. So don't play a lot of notes, but stretch them out over two beats. This is very good training. One, two, three, four. That's it. Da 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 da. Now next one. Da 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 da. Beautiful. Keep going. It's common to get a little, because it's like there's a certain disciplinary element to it, because it's like a mental discipline that's very good for your overall conception, to be aware of exactly what you played. So how about this? You do a two-bar phrase, and I'll repeat it back exactly. All right.
Okay.
All right, and then we're gonna reverse it. I'll do one, and you repeat it back exactly. Here we go. Let me count you off. One, two, three, go. Okay, so it was. good. That one was tougher. I gave you a beat four. I started on beat four. First I started on beat two and you handled it fine. Then I started on beat three and you handled it fine. I was like, oh, he's on a roll, so I'm gonna do beat four. So I'm gonna repeat that one so you can hear it. Like, so if I go two, three, four, rest, rest. Rest, rest, rest. Four, one, two. Yeah, good. Again. Two, three. That one's tough. One, two, three. Four, one, two. Nice. So it was... So this was, I'll tell you what it was. It was like one and. Yeah. Three, four, and. So... What we're doing is opening up bigger windows in your mind. It's hard to explain. We're opening up bigger windows, rhythmic windows. So you can play around. You never have to feel like it's not a question of technique. Well, there is that element too. The main reasons why students, they don't feel like their solos really sound like music is because of their phrasing and because of their technique. But phrasing has to do with rhythmic awareness. As well as phrasing has to do with both. Right now we're just working on the rhythmic awareness thing. So that if we go back to the metronome rather than a backing track, you can make two bar phrases. I highly recommend this practice. Do two bar phrases. Notice that the first click is a little different. Right, so it's one, two, three, four. Make yourself repeat it. Now a new phrase. All right, you ready? So one, two, three, go. You play a wrong note, just hear the rhythm of that note and repeat that with a right note, but it's all good. Like right there, you just went da 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 dee da da. That's fine, just use that. You're not looking for note perfection.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Da-da, right. That's it, good. You get a little fuzzy sometimes, that's okay. That's what I said, it's a discipline.